Well, my talk title for today is Love is the Key, Forgiving Self and Forgiving Others. And the month of February with Valentine's Day is kind of the month of love, isn't it? It's like what on Hallmark they have, February is Loveuary or something. I saw some things. And it's a wonderful time to allow ourselves to focus on the amazing healing presence and the power of love. And to recognize that it is a time for us to be able to do our own personal work around love. And February is also Black History Month. And so I will be speaking about that more next week in part two of Love is the Key. And in the acknowledgement of how our thinking has created the isms, racisms, sexisms, the things that have kept us separate. So, but today let's talk about the key to experiencing love within ourselves. And there's a famous country western song of looking for love in all the wrong places, right? Yeah. And the thing is that do we not all seek to love and to be loved? You know, we can kind of bluster our way through the world and say I'm okay and I'm fine, and yet deep in the heart of our being there is such a longing to love and to be loved. And yet what ends up happening because of past teachings, past belief systems, that there is a super being that we have called God, this judgmental something that sits on a throne or sits outside of us that we need to please and or to be good enough in order to be loved, has become a part of the belief system that we carry within us. And friends, in Loveuary, in February, in this month, I'm inviting us to work on shifting that awareness and that consciousness that love is something that we first receive from outside of ourselves. And to begin to recognize that there is not God out there. That we are all connected into the energy, the oneness of being. And that love starts not outside of us, but within. Most of us, I think, remember Lucille Ball, the mom, phenomenal actress of I Love Lucy, and she says it so simply but beautifully, and she says, love yourself first, and everything else falls into line. Love yourself first. And Kristen Chenoweth, who's a famous singer and an actress, she says, if you can learn to love yourself and all the flaws, you can love other people so much better, friends. And we get distracted because in truth, to really do the spiritual work of loving ourselves takes spiritual warriors, takes choicefulness on our part. To begin to do that inner work that opens our heart, that where we begin to take a look at the places that keep us separate from feeling that love and that connection that we crave so much. In scripture from 1 John 4:16, it says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Now, because we have such an old pattern of thinking, when we hear the word God, don't we kind of think of something out there? If we say the flow of all existence is love, and whoever abides in love abides in the flow of all existence, and the flow of existence abides in him, How does that change the experience for you? See, it's about rewording so that we are not distracted by old words and the meanings that took us outside of ourselves. And I love this scripture, and I use it, I think, every Valentine's Day, every time or whatever I talk about love. And it is mentioned in different places in scripture, but from Mark 12:31, it says, and they're speaking of the second commandment. The first is to love God, or to experience love that is. The second commandment is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, what do you hear? You should love your neighbor, right? Is that what you hear? The most important part of that is at the end of the sentence. Friends, love your neighbor as yourself. And we forget that what this is saying is that if we do not love ourselves, we do not have the capacity to love our neighbors, friends. Because until we recognize that the source of love comes from within us, or from our precious little baby Ella, because she could fill the whole room with love sitting back there and melt all of our hearts. But it's so important, friends, to really understand that, though it's not the easy thing to do, that love starts within us. And so what is it then that blocks us if we're not trying to be good enough for something outside ourselves, for a God? If we begin to recognize it is not God who judges us, guess who judges us? There we go. Chrissy goes, me? And Chrissy goes, who, me? Who, me? Oh my gosh, friends, yeah. We judge ourselves. And in those judgments and the things that we carry, the angers and the hurts and the things, maybe the egregious things we feel we may have done to somebody else, or the egregious things that we feel someone did to us, and all those things that we continue to carry within us, those are the things that block us, friends, and stop us from being in the experience of love that surrounds us and fills us and heals us with its amazing power and presence that goes on beyond anything that our mind that lives in its own little parameters, goes beyond anything that we can imagine, because it is so vast. It is so all-encompassing. It is the truth of the design of our being. And so, friends, in order to allow ourselves to feel loved and to be loved, it's about breaking down those walls of judgment, those angers, those things that we have continued to carry. And so it's about forgiveness. And the truth is, we misunderstand what forgiveness is. We think, especially if we feel someone has done us wrong or hurt us, which absolutely happens. We make mistakes, we are human, and some things are quite egregious. And things do happen. Forgiveness is not about saying, that's fine, it's okay that you did that, and we misunderstand that. Forgiveness is recognizing that that is something that happened, whether it was something that was perpetrated against us or something we perpetrated against someone else. It has happened. And what do we do in that human part of our mind that goes on that hamster wheel? We carry it, we carry it, we carry it, we carry it, we carry it. And we continue to live in that, friends. And true forgiveness is simply about releasing and letting go what was. So in a quote from Barbara J. Hunt, she was a forgiveness facilitator. She was an international mentor and a life coach. And she says, forgiveness is for you, not the other person. It's something you do inside yourself that you feel in your body and heart that releases you from your past and frees you to live life fully. Wow. You know, when we hear the word forgiveness, how many of you, I know part of me just wants to shut down. I'm like, man, I'm still pissed off at that person. What do you mean forgive them? They really did something that hurt me. Or I'm going round and round because I recognize the transgressions I have made and the places where I have either knowingly or unknowingly hurt someone else. And then I beat myself up. Do any of you do that or is it just me? There we go, of course. Of course we do. And yet this is saying, friends, that in order to move on, in order to experience love, it starts within us, and forgiveness is about letting go of continuing to carry that story. It was. We let it be. T.D. Jakes, who's a fabulous American pastor of a non-denominational mega church, he's an African-American speaker who broadcasts over many states and just does an amazing job. And he says, I think the first step is to understand that forgiveness does not exonerate the perpetrator. And that's why we hang on to not giving forgiveness, because it doesn't, we think, oh, then it makes it okay that an action happened. And it doesn't. It's not about that. Forgiveness is about liberating the victim. It's a gift that you give to yourself. Because continuing to carry that which was in our hearts, and I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do, to heal those hurts. But it is recognizing that we do have the power when we recognize love is not coming from out there, but it's coming from within us and is our birthright, the nature in which we are designed and created. That presence and that power is within us all the time to move in and heal when we create the space for that to happen. And that means moment by moment, cutting some of the chains of those things that still hurt us or pull at us. And so recognizing it's not about making it okay what happened, but simply recognizing that is no longer what's present in this now moment. And in that moment, we cut those chains and open ourselves to healing. Dr. Steve Maraboli says, he's an international best-selling author. He says, forgiveness is a reflection of loving yourself enough to move on. Forgiveness is not about someone else. Forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. And as we engage in that process, as we use Loveuary, February, the month of love, of acknowledgement, of doing that inner work, as we do that, we recognize that we are not only releasing those feelings or those thoughts about past transgressions against us, but also those that we have transgressed against others. And in scriptures from Proverbs 28:13, it says, one who conceals his wrongdoings will not prosper, but one who confesses and abandons them will find compassion. So what is scripture telling us here? If we continue to push under the rug those things where we feel a sense of guilt or a sense of shame at something we have done, or a sense of not enoughness. If we continue to pretend they don't exist, we conceal them, they continue to foment inside us, don't they? And then they've got us by the tail and swing us around. But when we confess, or, you know, and of course this is biblical language, when we acknowledge in the heart of our being that that was then and we choose now, and it does not mean you may choose to apologize or to make reparations in whatever way you do, but the biggest part about it is abandoning that thing that's held on to you. It's releasing it, it's letting it go. And then you will find compassion, and what that means, you'll find your own healing. So this is a work in progress. It's a step at a time kind of thing, friends, that we all engage in this spiritual journey of recognizing that love doesn't come from something out there or someone else forgiving us. It's about us forgiving ourselves, us releasing what we have continued to hang on to. In Proverbs 10:12, it says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." And so this is a powerful, powerful message to engage in about viewing forgiveness in a different light. So in a reading from southernliving.com, and from Chopra also, Southern Living is in blue. It's up there. Somehow it got unhighlighted out of the white. So there's two readings I'd like to share with you. In Southern Living, it says, I'm sorry, excuse me just one minute. It says, "A lack of forgiveness comes in many forms. Unexpected breakups, family trauma, or betrayal of any kind can easily cause resentment to take root in our hearts. It can be an unimaginably hard task to choose to let go of past hurts and begin to heal. But the decision to forgive will ultimately lead to a happier and a more fulfilling life. It's important to understand that deciding to forgive does not mean you're dismissing or justifying the pain someone has caused you or that you have caused someone else. It will, however, create space in your mind and heart for true joy when you begin to release what you have hung on to." And from Chopra, center, it says, "Learning to forgive has benefits that are far greater than we may think. Grudges are like toxins within our emotions. When you learn to eliminate these toxins, your body begins to heal. Forgiving and healing are gifts we give to ourselves in the forms of internal peace and stability. Forgiveness triggers healing automatically." Wow, friends. You know, we're out here thinking we have to do all these other things. If we take the moment within our own heart to recognize love is already present in us, we are that love, then that forgiveness happens automatically, and we begin to experience a greater freedom and a greater joy. Releasing anger, hurt, and shame opens us to love's healing power, friends. And while it sounds simple, it is a journey. It's a journey we take a step at a time. as we begin to recognize what we are hanging on to and allowing love to heal us in ways, because our mind is not going to see it differently. Our mind is stuck, you know, on that hamster wheel. But it takes that presence within us that is infinite substance, that is infinite presence, that is the oneness of all, that will automatically come in and heal when we create the space. Cheryl Strayed, who is a New York Times bestselling author, she's a podcast host, she says, love is our essential nutrient. Without it, life has little meaning. It's the best thing we have to give and the most valuable thing we receive. You will learn about a lot about yourself if you stretch in the direction of goodness, of bigness, of kindness, of forgiveness, of emotional bravery. Be a warrior for love, friends. Be a warrior for love, for creating that space within yourself that allows love to heal and allows you to find love in all the right places instead of looking outside self to be fulfilled. And Laverne Cox, who is a transgender actress, she's an LGBT activist, and she is one of the first transgender actresses to actually win an Emmy. She says, by doing the work to love ourselves more, I believe we will love each other better. Isn't that so true? Because while we think we are being good people by loving out here, if we have not found love within ourselves, how is that love out there truly authentic? It's a face that we put on, because until we love ourselves, we do not have that capacity to fully love another. In scripture from 2 Timothy 1:6-7, it says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God within, which is in you. God or light or love, the essence of all energy. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but has given us a spirit of power and of love. And from 1 Peter 4:8, it says, most importantly, love each other deeply, because love will cause people to forgive each other. And so, friends, I invite you, as you go forward in this month of Loveuary, of February, of honoring each other, of celebrating Valentine's Day, of also celebrating the accomplishments of African Americans throughout history that have often gone unnoticed, as we open our hearts to gratitude and thanksgiving. It's a part of the healing that continues to open us to experiencing love within our hearts. And we'll talk more about that again next week. And so in closing, I will share a quote with you from Nachman of Breslov, who was a rabbi back in the 18th century. He was the founder of the Breslov Hasidic movement. And he says, let the good in me connect with the good in others until all the world is transformed through the compelling power of love. Friends, let us transform the heart within our very own being, that we may shine that light of love forth and transform our world.